to Generation Gap Radio with our hosts McFly and Omer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Race for impact, bitches.
Welcome to Generation Gap Radio. My name is McFly.
And my name is Omer.
This is the week of 2/26/2011.
Yeah, it seems like Mardi Gras is right around the corner, isn't it?
Certainly is. I think it's a Tuesday. It'd be Fat Tuesday.
Do you have any plans for Fat Tuesday?
No, not really.
I may have some clutch plans.
Some clutch plans? Some clutch plans. What is involved in the clutch plan?
Just wing it.
Just winging it?
Winging it.
Going out there and bat winging it.
There's plenty going on in the city. Yeah. Lots of it going on in the city.
It's weird. Mardi Gras is normally a New Orleans thing, and it's made its way
spreading
to Houston. Yeah, like a virus.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a fantastic event going on tonight that I'm not at right now because I'm doing this podcast.
You know what I noticed today? I heard Mardi Gras has its own music. It's kind of like jazzy type music. And one of the songs is Mardi Gras Mambo. You familiar with it?
Never.
Yeah, well, it mentions New Orleans and everything. It has it in the song. And I noticed that when it plays here in Texas, they kind of cut out the New Orleans part. It's all just...
Do they?
Yeah, it's just instrumental stuff. It's kind of annoying.
Ah.
Yeah. Being from that area.
That's that. What do you call you guys out there again?
Coonasses?
Coonasses. It's a coonass pride.
Coonass.
Hey, so how was your week?
It was interesting. Tuesday, we had Monday off. Tuesday, I came back energetic, ready to go at work, ready to get things done, do it big.
Do it big.
And by Thursday, I just lost all concentration whatsoever.
Ask me about what happened.
What happened?
I had the weirdest thing happen at work to me.
What happened?
I come back from lunch in one of the days. I think it was like Wednesday.
Yeah.
And there's this really quiet dude that sits in the front of our little room, right?
Yeah, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Ethnicity.
He was Blizzak.
There you go. Okay.
But the thing is, he's the most nerdy African American guy that's
so there. He's a white black person.
He's a white black person.
Okay.
Definitely is.
All okay.
Right. And he's never talked to any of us, because we're really loud in our room because there's a bunch of guys. It's almost like a sweatshop, except for it's in an IT environment. Everyone's pretty well paid. But what happens here is, I come back from lunch and this guy comes over there and he places a piece of paper on my desk.
A love note?
Out of everybody, why would he place the piece of paper on my desk, right?
Yeah.
And it said the most random riddle on it.
A riddle?
Yeah. It came off as a riddle because it had something about spark energy. It has something about code contest. It has something about people in his neighborhood. And it has something about his old job and people escorting him out of the door with security.
Okay.
I was like, how do you make that? How do you tie all that in? I sat there for a second. I was like.
So did you know who it came from right away?
He walked over and gave the note to me.
I thought he was there when you
got
back.
He was fucking shaking as he gave the note to me. I read it. I took about 3 minutes looking at it. I was just like, all right. And so, as random as I am, I just roll my seat over there. I was like, what the fuck is going on here, man? I was like, what's going on? And I try to break it to him, like, dude, what's going on here? From what I'm gathering, you're feeling uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And the guy just starts going off about how his old job, there was a code contest, and this code contest led to people in this neighborhood knowing, and it had sexual harassment also. I was left that out. It had that on the note. And I was just like, what the fuck does that have to do with... What does one subject have to do with another?
Right, right.
And every time he's talking, he's rocking back and forth, and he's shaking, and his adrenaline's going, and I'm just like, all right. And he doesn't want to share, And I'm starting to think that there's some weird shit going on. Because you know how they say, it's the quiet ones that you need to worry about?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And at that point in my life, I figured out what they mean by that. It's the quiet ones that you need to worry about.
Right. He's a scary guy.
He was a scary guy.
Yeah. Is he, you think postal? He could go postal at any moment?
He could very well go postal.
Just shoot everybody up?
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
And I tried, the next day, at that point, he kind of threw me off balance. But then the next day, I came back and I reached out to him again. I was like, look, man, I want you to understand what you said to me yesterday. You broke everything up, and now you're not able to make sense to me still. And I saw him start to rock back and forth again, you know?
So what's the deal by this code gun test?
I don't know. I have no idea. See, when I talk to that guy, he's not talking English back to me. He's talking in code, and he's talking in pauses, and he's talking in some other random shit, you know? You should never be afraid of losing your job so much that you actually freak everyone else out and just come off like a total ass bag, you know?
Right.
Anyhow, let's drop it. What you got?
I thought
random question.
You go ahead.
Who is the hottest woman in the world?
Hottest woman in the world.
Yeah. Now, here are the categories. She has to obviously be good looking, right? Because okay. Men will go for looks, women go for status, right? So the number one thing is we're going to go for how hot she is.
Okay.
What her status is. That's a good one. Yeah. And the third one is what her personality is. So think about that. You don't have to answer it now, but you can come back to it.
You have some money in mind?
No, I don't. It's going to take some research, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I end up surprise myself a lot. Do you do that?
Yeah, of course. In what sort of way?
Boom. Ask me why.
Why?
The other day, I woke up. You know, sometimes in the morning you have that morning burp.
No, I have morning farts every now and then.
Well, so I wanted to ease into that.
Real quick. You think you hold your gas in while you're sleeping and let it out?
I don't know. I think it's because you're breathing. You're taking all this air in.
No, because you breathe it right back out. You're not swallowing air while you're sleeping.
There's some people that have that sleep on their side or whatever, and shit, air accumulates in there. And I don't know how you end up processing air, but it comes out of your ass sometimes.
And they're righteous, man. They don't smell. Mine don't smell in the morning, but
I don't stand there and smell.
They are righteous. They're like loud and just obnoxious.
So here's what happens. I'm in the shower, right? And my morning fart decides to come out then. And it was a perfect combination of timing, water, and the water just rippling right off my ass that I let it out. Okay. And it made the weirdest fucking sound. And I've never laughed from it, but it actually broke out laughing in the shower.
During fart? Because that can come out funny.
No, it really did catch me off guard that much that I ended up laughing.
It's good stuff. Man, you have any...
Well, you want to talk about tech talk or something?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. What's going on in the world of technology nowadays?
Well, the big news right now is that Apple is going to be holding an iPad 2 event. Have you heard anything about the iPad 2 yet?
I have heard nothing about it. Is that in competition with the HP pad?
I think so, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. This is the thing that they're expecting. It's going to have two cameras, kind of like your iPhones have.
Oh, back and forth?
Back and forth cameras, so you can talk to each other, FaceTime and stuff like that. It's going to have its new chip, make it a little bit faster. Also, the current iPad has like the old resolution.
All right.
Remember when iPhone 4 came out, it had the Retina display? High resolution Retina display?
Oh, fuck, I don't remember.
Yeah, whatever. Well, this one's going to have a high resolution display.
Okay, so it's a HD?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. It's like you can't make out the pixels with your naked eye. That's why it's called Retina.
Uh-huh.
Go figure. And that's next week. Kind of interesting stuff.
Oh, it's coming out next week.
No. They have an event on it. So they're going to announce it.
So Steve Jobs is going to come out and he's going to do a...
He's taking medical leave right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, another issue going on there. But should be interesting stuff. I mean, it's an update to an iPad. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, speaking of iPad, I remembered something really weird that happened to us when we were kids. My brother, we grew up in the Middle East. And to be more specific, it was in what people call Dubai nowadays, the United Arab Emirates. We were just playing downstairs. And I remember one time this fucking stranger came up and he was talking to my brothers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just hanging out doing my shit, you know, skateboarding and stuff. And I went upstairs to go check in, told my mom. My mom says, go ahead and get your brothers and come back up. You know, it's time to come back in. I go downstairs and this is like evening time.
Yeah.
I go out there and I tell my brothers, all right, we all got to go in. My older brother, obviously, and my younger brother. And he's talking to this fucking stranger. Now the stranger's gotten real friendly with him. He says, I got games in my car, right?
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, and we're a bunch of idiots. My older brother walks behind him, and the guy's like, yeah, I got games in my car. And he reaches and he opens his fucking door, his driver's side door. and he turns around with his cock hanging out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't know what kind of effect that has on you up until you grow up. And I don't think I like to show my cock to people or something like that because of
that. But someone did. Someone does like to show their cock to people.
Yeah, I'm sure someone does. But I wonder, you know, out of all the traumatic, weird shit that's happened to us in the past, which I'm starting to recollect now, which I didn't have, which I didn't remember for a very long time, you know?
Yeah.
I'm starting to remember that shit.
All these memories are coming back? They're flooding you with emotions?
No, it's flooding me with emotions. I'm just like, hey, I remember that one guy fucking flashes his cock, which is really uncool. And so we ran away, obviously, started screaming, and all this, but you know, a bunch of dudes started fucking coming, and just jumped in his car and fucking peeled out, you know? It was weird, but actually, my older brother, the guy grabbed my older brother's hand and kind of, you know, stroked his cock with it. Really fucking weird shit. And I'm sorry if I put my older brother on a spot like that. He's a high roller out in California now, so I don't think he gives a shit. He turned out pretty well.
Yeah.
I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about gay rights.
Big change.
I usually do that.
Yeah.
Last week I kind of said the word fag a few times.
Okay.
And so I want to apologize to our homosexual listeners about that, you know. And you know, you will hear the typical topics about, oh, everyone should be as miserable in marriage as a gay, as you know, as, and so let gay people get married too. You know, those are the regular fucking conversations that people like to bring up. I don't give a shit if you get married or not. You know, I totally think that marriage is a failing idea anyway.
Yeah.
Why? Because, you know, it's that stereotypical bullshit that, you know, you got to go to school, you got to go to the prom, you got to get married now, you got to have kids now, and all that's changing. By the way, women have started to get more power under their sway also, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't want to stay home and be a wife anymore like that. And that's not, I'm just, my opinion, all right? Because I'm going from fucking coming off as a, you know, going into, you know, a sexist type role, and that's not where I want to be, you know.
So we're
going
to say the F word on this podcast?
I think you can say fag. I don't, if you say faggot, like you're stomping the fucking gay faggot guy, you like know, that, kicking him down, and you fucking faggot.
Yeah.
You know, that's a totally different thing. Yeah, it's like saying nigger,
like,
you know?
Yeah, like a lynching kind of term.
Yeah, you know.
You're going to go stomp a mud hole in a
fag. We don't want to do that. I mean, you can call me San Negro, San Nigger, Camel Jockey, whatever all day, and I'll be fine with it, you know.
What about dyke? Is dyke a good word to use?
Now that I think about it, I don't think anything should be controlled unless people fucking bitch about it. Yeah. You know? So,
dyke on a bike.
Dyke on a bike. Did you know Hugh Hefner's sorry old ass is getting married? Motherfucker's 84 years old, and he's getting married to a 24-year-old. The Hef has set a date. The 84-year-old and fiancé Crystal Harris are set to wed on June 18th.
Jeez.
The Playboy publisher popped the question over Christmas, and the two have planned to be married at the Playboy mansion. A 24-year-old bride is already dress shopping, according to People magazine.
Why all this planning? He's old. Get it done.
Why is he fucking getting married?
You think he still craves it? The women?
I think he's a guy that likes to sit there while she like plays with herself or something.
How can it work?
Dude, if I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why this motherfucker's not out saving the world or something at 84, giving something back instead of this cocksucker sitting there getting married and giving a shit about.
Yeah.
You know what?
Playboy's a dying thing.
At my age, I figured out, all right, you know what? There's a few things in this world that you don't really need to fucking do. You know, you just go out there. Because look, it comes down to two things. You got to leave children. You got to reproduce, and you also have to leave like your legacy behind, right?
Right.
So his legacy is fucking Playboy.
Right.
And he left behind, I'm sure some kid that's working in a dungeon in Playboy magazine right now, working his way up or something like that, you know? But I guess right now he just is writing it out. Yeah. And while I'd be writing it out, I'd just be like doing all kinds of fucking drugs. And I'd be out there trying to fucking...
I'm sure he did that. I mean,
I would be trying to be as delusional as I probably can, because I'm sure he's shitting on himself right about now.
He has to, or it depends, man.
He has to. Well, I guess the 24-year-old chick is cool with changing his fucking diaper.
Yeah.
And all that shit. Anyhow.
Man, that is crazy. You think she... Would you ever... this is an odd thing to ask you, but would you ever taste breast milk ice cream?
I would give it a try. Yes, you would taste best milk.
There's this new story out, London Ice Cream Parlor. They're called the Ice Creamists. And they have an ice cream called Baby Gaga.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it launched on Friday, and they're completely sold out. It's in our, it's 14 pounds, which would make about $22.50 for us. You get pasteurized and churned
breast milk
with vanilla pods and lemon zest. It comes in a martini glass, and it's all the rage in London over there.
It's. Have you ever tasted breast milk before?
No, I haven't.
I have. It doesn't. It's not like a cow's milk. It's like.
Is it sweet?
It's not fucking sweet.
So how are you gonna make? You get that so much sugar to it.
It's. I hate to make this comparison, but it tastes like a fucking tear.
Oh, like a saltiness.
Yeah.
So they saying it's good enough for our kids. It's good enough for our ice cream. Mmm.
Imagine this. A bunch of women going out there getting fucking pregnant on purpose so they can be fucking making breast milk ice cream. You know, as bad as we do chickens and cows, you know, now we're going to be doing pregnant women like that also.
And then they say there's no laws prohibiting the use of breast milk products in food. Isn't that weird? It seemed like that'd be a normal thing. You can't use human bodily fluids in your food.
I wonder what it'll lead to.
Yeah,
that's what I wonder. I mean,
and apparently the women are donating the milk.
Mm-hmm.
So you donate it to an ice cream
because you know it comes from a human, and it's not. It's gonna. I don't know if it carries some kind of a.
Well, it's pasteurized, so we don't have to worry about diseases.
Okay. All right.
Isn't that odd? That's pretty crazy.
It is. It is definitely.
Are there any memes out this week? Wow.
I know Rage Quit is a good one. It is, you know, someone playing a PS3 and is getting their ass kicked. Yeah. Just fucking hold down a PS3 button and just quit.
Rage quit. Yeah. I've seen some crazy ones before online. There's this kid, he's playing on a PC, this giant CRT monitor, like the big tube ones.
Yeah.
He gets angry and he lifts it up and it falls and he breaks it.
Oh, what a dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah, rage quit is something that we've all done.
It reminds me of, remember those, you know those videos you watch on YouTube and they have that face that just pops out and there's a scream?
Yeah.
You ever seen those videos where the kid's just watching and he's like, they're recording him watching the video and then all of a sudden the face pops out and he screams and he's like crying and all kind of stuff? No. Those are great.
Are they?
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of rage quit a little bit.
All right. UFC.
You get some fight predictions?
127. Yeah, I'm an excellent fight prediction guy.
What was your record last time?
My record is always pretty good. If I usually will give you predictions of the top three fights that are going to happen.
Yeah.
In the next event, and you know, I do pretty good. So here's UFC 127 predictions right now. There's George Soteropoulos versus Dennis Silver. All right, George Soteropoulos wins that. Michael Bisping versus Jorge Rivera. All right, Michael Bisping dances around and takes a fucking three-round decision on that. BJ Penn versus John Fitch. All right, John Fitch is the most boring fucking fighter there is in the UFC or in the history of MMA, in my opinion, because he's really strong and he'll just control you, just keep you down on the ground and just control you. I think it's going to be a decision yet again, and John Fitch is just going to put BJ Penn down and control him and squeeze out another boar fest decision. Anyhow, let's move forward. What you got?
I'm thinking Scarlett Johansson. I was thinking about your question.
Okay, early. Yeah, okay. Why?
I just dig her. I don't know. She's like very pale, but I'm kind of attracted to that a little. And she's got a beautiful face.
Have you ever heard her talk? Have you heard of her voice?
I've seen some movies. Like there's a movie called The Island where they're trapped on that island and they're like, all have clothes that they have to wear, and it's really weird. They try to escape the island and go get freedom.
Holy fuck me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. That's not important anyway.
No, go ahead. You continue.
No, I've just seen her in a few movies. That's about it. I'd imagine she has a good voice. I don't know. I could pull something up later on.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of an odd voice. I mean, it's just a little raspy, that's all.
Yeah. I did Katy Perry, too, by the way.
Katy Perry is actually number one in Maxim's 2010 Top 100. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I like her little mouth. It's fun to watch.
Her mouth?
Yeah. I've seen her on those
Real Zed, cute-like.
Those little... I've seen those Zed commercials that she's on, the Proactive. Her mouth's just little, tiny little mouth. You got a tiny mouth.
Yeah, pretty mouth.
Yeah. I didn't mean it that way. It's not creepy or anything, but I've seen her. I actually seen her live once.
Oh, boy.
I've seen her live once. I didn't even know who she was. So I was at Van's Warped Tour, and she was just playing, and I went check it out. You know, that was before she was popular. She didn't have all those hit singles and everything. But I didn't even know who she was.
All right. Here's my.
You got one? Go ahead.
For this week, at least.
This, okay. Yeah, let's do it every week.
It changes, dude.
Let's do it every week.
All right. My favorite, most gorgeous woman in this world for this week is Paula Patton.
Who that bitch?
Dude, don't call her a bitch. Okay. No, she's fucking gorgeous. She's married to Robin Thicke, who's a singer.
Oh, Mr. Seaver's son.
Who? Yeah.
Yeah, Growing Pains.
Yeah, she's.
I'm a big fan of Growing
Pains.
She's
got it. She was also in that
movie.
Let me
see a pic. Send me something.
All righty.
Share.
I will, but
share this.
I will tell you that she was in.
She was in a movie.
She was in that one movie with that fat chick whose dad raped her. Check your.
Precious.
Precious. She was a teacher in Precious. Mm. Yeah. It, look at like I said. It, you know,
yeah, I'm not digging.
It's got to be a combination, motherfucker. It can't just be all. Oh, she's just hot.
I'm
it's
not
gotta be a combination.
It. I'm sorry, just not digging.
Too bad. All right,
you could have her.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anyhow,
anyway, Alan Thicke. Is that the dad's name? What was his name?
That's
yeah, it's dad's name. What a great
guy. That's Robin
guy.
Thicke's dad.
Yeah, Alan. Is it Alan? I don't think it's Alan.
His name is Alan Thicke.
Oh, he's great. Michael is it Michael Seaver? Is that his name?
I don't give a shit. I don't know. Growing
Pains is a great show, man.
I grew up in the Middle East. I come over here in 1992. I don't know about no Alan Thicke.
He's great, man. You got to go back and watch him. Growing Pains.
Catch up on my pop culture.
Exactly.
You know what disgusts me? And I may be really far off and wrong about this, which I usually am, but I do not pay any attention to none of these fucking new Guido shows that are out there.
Yeah, me either.
This shit that makes you dumb, all right? And if you watch this shit, and if I know you, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself for watching this shit. You're just making yourself stupider, all right? Go watch some documentaries, learn about shit that's happening around the world, and gain your knowledge. You don't even know where the fuck Zimbabwe is on a map.
All right.
But you know who the fuck Jazzy D or some motherfuckers are. You know what a fist pump is, all this retarded. It's like... You're becoming that mass that the government wants you to be. You're becoming that retard that this government is wanting you to be. They're programming your ass, and it's exactly the mold that you're fitting by watching this distraction.
You know what I was thinking about?
Talk to me.
Survivor. Remember, you know Survivor, right?
Yeah, the show. Yeah,
exactly. I was thinking how much it changed reality TV. Nobody gives it that much credit, but before that, reality TV, there was no like evictions or... You get killed or get kicked off the show.
All right.
Remember Road Rules a long time ago? You didn't... It was just they would go off and they would do some challenges and they would try to make it to the end. And once they made it to the end, that was the end of the show. They won a car or something. And... oh, that's a picture right there.
That's
huh?
a picture of Paula Patton. It's a good one.
Okay, that's a good picture. Yeah. But the rest of the ones that were...
I know. Yeah, go. Talk to me about Survivor.
I was thinking how much it changed reality TV. It changed, like, all shows now have someone gets kicked off, someone gets eliminated.
Well, what was the first reality television show that actually created everything?
I'd say MTV tried it with Road Rules.
I thought it was Cops.
Cops, I mean, it's been there for a long, yeah, you're probably right, it's been there for a while. But I mean, like, and you could classify anything as reality TV now, really, if you think about it.
It's really big now.
If you think about it.
Everything is freaking reality TV.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so... warping and mind-boggling.
I hate celeb reality.
Okay.
How terrible is that stuff? Like, what's that VH1?
Celebrity Rehab?
Oh, my God.
Those guys aren't even celebrities. They're like someone's cousin or something like that.
Yeah. They're like
old washed-up UFC fighters and the Cosby girl, Cosby show chick who was sucking dick for weed or something like that, you know? She's not a fucking celebrity.
Yeah.
If you're child... You know what? I got to give kudos to the guys like Mickey Rourke and who's the other guy that we were talking about? Jeff Bridges yesterday, you know?
Yeah, Jeff Bridges.
You know, you're a star, you fucked up, you come back, and you make a big hit. These other cocksuckers who like to ride that entire, that child star thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like the security guard guy who just fucking died the other day, the midget black guy.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Emilio something?
Emilio?
Emmanuel Stewart?
Emmanuel?
Is he still alive? Fuck, I don't know.
Stewart.
Drop it. Okay. Cold drop.
Cold drop.
Cold drop.
All right. I wonder what the Gaga's doing lately.
The what? Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. She has anything?
I don't fucking know.
What a weirdo, man.
She is weird, but she's cool weird. I vote for that motherfucker. As fucking out there as she is, she's just cool because she ain't worried about what people think about her.
Yeah.
And the kind of shit that she comes up with is also very interesting. I think that's, to be real honest with you,
yeah,
it's inspirational, if anything. If you wear a meat outfit to the Emmys or whatever, I think that's kind of cool. By the way, I don't watch Emmys and Oscars and all that other shit either. You know, and more glorification of stupid shit.
I think she's fading out a little bit, honestly. I think your ideas are kind
of... Is she the Madonna of
the 2010s? She's just copying Madonna, basically, right? Mm. I mean, she's a copycat. I think she's... You familiar with the term jumping the shark?
No.
Something just kind of like... Something happens and it fades out for everyone. The reason it's called Jump the Shark is because on Happy Days, the Fonz jumped a shark what do they call those things? Where you ski on the water?
Uh-huh.
Water skis. Okay. I don't know. And that was pretty much the end of the show, that people knew that when that happened, the show was dying.
All right.
So I think she's about to jump the shark herself. She's going to do something.
We'll see. Only time will tell. I mean, she's different than, you know, she may be the, but look how old Madonna is and how long she's lasting. Can't fucking say Lady Gaga. And I can guarantee you, I'm sure she's already gone diamond or something, right? That's when you like sell 10 million copies around the world.
I have no idea.
She's fucking extremely popular, dude.
Yeah.
You know, only because she's riding down here in America, which is the largest market, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyhow, I want to give a little tip to all the gents out there that are afraid to talk to girls and all that. If you want to practice your skills, you should always practice flirting with old women.
Cougars.
And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because younger women have egos. All right?
Egos or egos?
They have egos.
I like
younger
egos.
Women have egos. Then they also have like this, they're also insecure, right?
Uh-huh.
So they put up a much stronger defensive mechanism against guys who are just trying to compliment them, you know? Not, and a lot of them come out real cuntish. I wanted to use that word, by the way. All right, so if you want to try practice your game and see how shitty you are, go and practice it on an older lady, all right? I don't want to say cougar because that comes off wrong, but you want to, because they're going to be more graceful. They're going to be, they already have kids. They've already, you know, had dated a bunch of dickweeds and gone through all that, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't have that sense of self-entitlement and those defensive tricks anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So if you want to hone your skills a little bit about giving compliments and getting to meet people and trying openers and things like that, try them on an older lady because they'll be a lot more open and they'll give you straight up compliments that any younger chick would give you.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. But she's just going to give them straight up to you because a younger chick is afraid to give these compliments to you because she's just insecure about herself.
Yeah, they don't do it hard to get stuff anymore.
Who's that? The older ladies. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's not like she's trying to pick you up, right? So whenever you go up to her and you give her a rose or whatever or just say, hey, how are you doing? Having a great day? You know what? If you know, just pick some bullshit line on her, you'll probably make her laugh. And you know that a normal woman would laugh, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that these idiot beta males are out there and they've been trying these lines and at this point she's a little bitter.
Why do we play the hard to get game? Why don't we just be honest with each other?
But here's the thing, it's a courtship game in between man and woman. It's been happening since the beginning of time, you know? Like
there's different, I mean, first they play hard to get and then you start courting. Why not just start, if you're going to be honest with each other, start the courting right
some
away.
People, some do that, you know? Like I can tell you right now, there's a bunch of women right now,
yeah.
Right, that are interested in me and I'm interested in them, but they're just too busy playing those courtship games, you know? They want the male to pursue and go further. They'll give him some hard time and let him know exactly that, you know, how you know, to prove how much hard work he's put into this, so it's difficult for him to back out, you know?
Yeah.
It's all fun and games. Mm. You know, as there's some guys, a lot of guys just I do not blame the females for actually going there, because there's a lot of guys that are just about a certain thing, you know?
Right.
So women have their natural checks.
It makes sense. That part makes sense.
Yeah. It's just human nature. Whether they want to do it or not, you know?
Yeah. Because, I mean, some guys are creepos.
Oh, yeah. Majority of them are just real lame, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not that they're lame throughout the course of their life. It's just that at that period in time, they're mentally not ready, you know? And as they get mentally ready, then they'll start coming on to you more.
Yeah. Direct. Okay, well, that makes sense. You cleared it up for me.
Yeah,
I see why they played it hard to get.
I did. Is there anything that you got coming up or you want to plug or something before we end this off?
No, I'm pretty good. I think we're good.
Generation
Gap Radio Podcast.
Facebook.com/RocketQureshi, RocketQureshi, as well as QureshiEnterprises.net. I will be out there spreading my herps all over Washington Avenue, as always, and working with the rest of you. You know, please, if you listen to this podcast, share, tag, troll, like, dislike, etc.
Yeah. If you have something you want us to talk about,
let us know.
Let us know.
If you have a business that you want to talk about, let us know. If you have any birthdays and things and requests that you have coming up of any kind, let us know. If you want to talk shit, let us know. If you want to spread rumors, let us know.
Yes.
I'm done. Love you all. Bye.
Have a week.